You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and I am here with Richard Justice, one of our amazing columnists at MLB.com who has been keeping up with the Diamondbacks. And Richard, I remember talking with you kind of, I guess, last offseason, and we were sort of shaking our heads wondering what was going to happen with the Diamondbacks, because it seemed like there were maybe some issues with just knowing exactly which direction they were going in. But it seems like they're kind of in a really good spot right now. So you seem to feel like they've got a lot of flexibility and a pretty good odds to maybe be good next year.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, with Tony La Russa in charge, there's not any rebuilding. Even last winter when we all thought they were taking a step back, the way he looked at it was, hey, I'll be very disappointed if we're not 500, if we're not in contention. So they got through the season. You know, they used 50 players. They got 15 games better. And at the end of the season, they were the youngest team in baseball, younger than even the Astros. They averaged under 27 years a man. And their offense was pretty good. So they come into this offseason with two things going in their favor. They have extra outfielders. They have extra infielders. They have pieces to trade. And they have plenty of flexibility in terms of payroll. So they've got to fix the starting pitching. You know, Patrick Corbin will be back for a whole season. Josh Colometer apparently now is going to be in the bullpen. But they have two of the top young prospects in baseball, and Archie Bradley and Braden Shipley. Are those guys ready to compete? So what it's going to come down to is that Tony La Russa and Dave Stewart and those guys have got to go out and figure out how to get a starting pitcher, probably one by trade and one by free agency. They're probably not going to go crazy in spending, but you know, as we've seen with Yosemite Tomas and other guys, they're willing to spend money to put a first class product on the field.
Some interesting names out there too that are a year from free agency. Maybe Andrew Cashner, maybe even Steven Strasburg. I mean, do you see like maybe the Diamondbacks and possibly Aroldis Chapman, who's going to be out there? Obviously, he's a bullpen guy. And the Diamondbacks have been interested in him for a very long time. And then you seem to think that maybe Sonny Gray could even be pried away from the A's. Do you think that the Diamondbacks will be major players and just trying to acquire one of these guys?
Yeah, Billy Beane's going to be tempted a bunch of times on Sonny Gray. He's the most marketable guy out there. He's a controllable guy. He makes so much sense. And again, you know, the Diamondbacks have some players that others like. You know, a year ago, getting Yosemite Tomas was kind of a big deal. I would think A.J. Pollock, who's a really good center fielder, would bring something back in a trade. Aaron Hill, the second baseman they've talked about. You know, they were interested in Brandon Phillips just to sort of deepen the lineup. But it's going to begin with the pitching. You know, and other than Cashner and Steven Strasburg, those are the two guys a year away from free agency. It's not a great market for that. And I think what we always saw with Dave Duncan and Tony La Russa, we saw it in Oakland, we saw it in St. Louis, is they can take guys, Kyle Loesch, Jared Weaver, guys like that, and turn them around. They feel like they evaluate pitching as well as anybody. So I think a guy like that, a guy coming off a bad year, somebody like that, if it's an arm that Dave Duncan trusts, and he's studying video every day, they could make a move. You know, I know you look at the division. Okay, we know the Giants are going to be competitive next year. They're going to get a pitcher. They're going to get a left fielder. The Dodgers are in a good spot. You know, and the Rockies are trending upward. But I think that, you know, I think the Diamondbacks feel they're good enough to go out and play. I think they surprised everybody. After 123 games, they were a game above 500. And that tells you they surprised all of us. And maybe, you know, that was just the beginning.
There's this time of year, we're going to hear basically, and it's kind of annoying with social media, but like so-and-so team talked to the agents of so-and-so, or these two teams talked. I mean, at this point, like everybody's kind of kicking the tires on every single player with every single team. If they're not, then they're not doing their jobs. But, you know, it's fun for us to jump in the fray and start speculating and getting everyone excited about things that probably are not going to happen. But the Yankees may be even fielding offers for Andrew Miller, and possibly the Diamondbacks might be interested in that. I mean, the haul that they would want back would be huge, and probably might even include like a Patrick Corbin, which I can't imagine happening. Can you?
No, I because the Yankees would do that. They would trade Miller. They would trade Brett Gardner, only to get a pitcher, and that's what the Diamondbacks are looking for as well. Now, Aroldis Chapman is also an interesting one because Cincinnati wants pieces. They want position players. They brought a slew of young pitchers to the big leagues last year. That is one that could make a little bit more sense in terms of a fit. And again, it comes down to back, what are the Diamondbacks' internal evaluations? I mean, there was a time 2 years ago, you couldn't have had Archie Bradley from the Diamondbacks. He was looked at as the top one or two prospects in baseball. Now Braden Shipley is in the mix, and we've seen Patrick Corbin will be healthy. So I think there's a nucleus there. There's a nucleus there to start a rotation with, but there's also a nucleus to make a deal. And I know the way Tony La Russa and Duncan and those guys think. You can't, while it's great to have prospects, they want some veteran guys that can go out there and pitch innings. And so you go down the list, you know, maybe Iwakuma is a free agent. That would make a sense. He's an older guy. He may be affordable. And there will be pitching traded, you know, for a club looking for different spots. Home runs are in short supply. I think there are teams that see Tomas as a guy that can do that. The Royals showed how important defense is, and AJ Pollock's as good a defensive center fielder as there are. So they're going to have some options. And you know, you talked about what we're in that tire kicking phase, and that every team is trying to talk to every other team at this point. And I think a lot of those reports are completely accurate, but a lot of it is just doing your homework. And for instance, the Diamondbacks, you know, they're going to send Tony out, they're going to send Dave Stewart out, Chip Hale is going to be in the lobby, so they're very prepared.
One last thought: do you think that the perception with La Russa and Dave Stewart has changed since this team kind of formed together? I know people are sort of snickering just about, like, do they really know what they're doing? I think that things have changed a little bit, don't you, as far as just how how capable people now think that they might be to get this thing right?
Yeah, it's. I always thought Tony wanted to own a team, and I think probably that still is on his radar screen. But you know, those of us of a certain age who covered Tony and covered Dave Stewart as a manager and player knew how smart they were and how competitive they were to do good. And so, you know, it's really, in a lot of ways, they simplify it. Like, do we like this arm? Do we like this bat? Does this make us better? Does this give us a point of flexibility? You know, and I've said this for a long time, that I think the Diamondbacks are as good a franchise as there is in professional sports in terms of trying to put on a good product for the fans, treating the customers well when they go to the ballpark. Derek Hall has a vision for what it should be. And I think those guys are consistent with that vision. And, you know, and I know they think we competed this year, and we're going to compete again next year. And the best is yet to come. And it's, you know, it's not that simple. They need a couple of pitchers, and they're probably in a spot where they can compete.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Richard. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.